This is Ozarks at Large. And Kyle, you spoke to another person who is performing at with the APO tomorrow.
That is correct. Bryce Smith, who's a student at the University of Arkansas. He's one of the featured performers that Stephen Bias a few minutes ago talked about. Mm-hmm. They'll be at 7:30 at the Arendt Arts Center with the Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra. He's a native of upstate New York, but he's a student at the University of Arkansas. Now, he plays violin in mm-hmm. the University of Arkansas Orchestra.
I didn't hear violin yesterday.
No, you did not. He plays violin for the University of Arkansas Orchestra. He plays violin in Sona. And he plays violin in Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra.
Uh-huh. But?
But tomorrow, he's playing flute.
Oh, that's interesting.
He's also getting his major in German, by the way.
Very well-rounded fellow.
Yes. Tomorrow night, his performance of a Malcolm Arnold composition is the only non-Russian piece on the program. He played that piece to win the University of Arkansas Concerto Competition this year, and I asked him about that.
I entered the University of Arkansas Concerto Aria Competition, and that was this past February, and there were so many good musicians that played. It could have been anyone's day to win, but I feel like I provided something a little bit extra musical, and I really connected with the jurors, and I really felt like I became one with the piece, and I think that was my ticket this time. I've actually auditioned for it a few times, but this time was my lucky time.
You say you became one with the piece. How does that happen? Rehearsal, rehearsal, rehearsal?
Definitely. Practicing a lot, listening to many recordings, and just sitting in a practice room and note by note, really going beyond the music, finding what's in between the notes. I believe that you really know the music if you can feel what's in between the notes. And I just really listened to the piece over and over, practiced it very slowly, practiced it backwards. I've taken it to master classes.
Practice it backwards?
Yes. Like, especially for hard passages, one of the great ways to learn a piece very well is to start on the last note and go to the first note. That way you know it.
I'm not a musician, so excuse. How does that help? I would think that would even confuse you.
Well, I think the brain sort of works with the muscle memory, so having it learned backwards, sort of your fingers just get used to that pattern. And I think what's especially cool about it is that if, say, something were to happen during a performance, your fingers would automatically know where to go. So when you are performing, it's not necessarily your brain working. Your fingers are already flying, you know. So then you can stop thinking about the notes and really connect with your audience. So
now the flute you brought in here today is beautiful.
Thank you.
Tell me about this.
Well, I got this flute some years ago back in high school, and it's made out of solid silver. It's a Jupiter de' Medici, and it's an open hole, which is different than the student model flutes, which means it can produce a warmer sound, a larger sound, and a lot of different characteristics that a cheaper flute wouldn't necessarily be able to produce.
Now, when you say open hole, mm-hmm. that means the holes there on those keys?
Right.
Because some flutes don't have the holes in the keys.
Right.
And does that allow for a more finessed sound, too?
Oh, definitely. Well, there's more opportunity for the sound to come out. The sound will also come out of the keys as well as at the end of the instrument, where with a closed-hood flute, it would just be right at the end.
Right. Do you want to play something?
Sure. One of my favorite pieces is Lament by Rhonda Larson, and I'll just play a little bit of the beginning.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Okay, so violin in APO and Sona and the university, flute tomorrow or Saturday night on stage. You thinking about bagpipes next or the glockenspiel?
Well, I like to keep my mind open, and I used to play different instruments like the tuba and the cello, and I just really like to experiment with the different instruments and really see what they can produce, and I think that really helps in my education to know how to play with an orchestra when I solo, or how to understand what other musicians, how they use their technique and different things like that. It always helps to go outside the box and learn a little bit more.
Bryce, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Bryce Smith will perform tomorrow night with the Arkansas Philharmonic Orchestra in Bentonville at the Arendt Arts Center at 7:30.
Millions of years ago, giants roamed the Earth. I'm Ira Flatow. Join me on Science Friday for a look at Utah's paleontological treasures. We'll talk about the Utah Raptor, and it's not a sports team. Plus, what looking at the deserts of Utah can teach us about the planet Mars. All on Science Friday from NPR.
Science Friday, just ahead at 1 on KUAF.